Master Juba. After visiting the United States in 1842, Charles Dickens tried to describe a dancer he'd seen in Manhattan.
Single shuffle, double shuffle, cut and crosscut, snapping his fingers, rolling his eyes, turning in his knees, presenting the backs of his legs in front, spinning about on his toes and heels, dancing with two left legs, two right legs, two wooden legs, two wire legs, two spring legs, all sorts of legs and no legs.
The dazzling dancer was William Henry Lane, known professionally as Master Juba. He was born a free black man in Rhode Island in 1825. Minstrel shows began in the 1830s. They introduced a lot of familiar American songs like Polly Wolly Doodle, Dixie, and most of Stephen Foster's classics against a backdrop of dances, jokes, and skits based on the ugliest stereotypes of African-American slaves. The performers were working-class white men, most of them Irish, who blackened their faces with burned cork and spoke in what was called plantation dialect. The shows were the most popular form of entertainment in America from 1840 to 1890. They were still performed in the 1950s, but they died out with the advance of the civil rights movement. Until the 1840s, only whites were allowed to perform in minstrel shows. Ridiculous as it sounds, when William Henry Lane started performing minstrel acts, he was required to wear blackface just like everyone else. Eventually, he became popular enough to throw away the burnt cork and show his own skin instead. Most slaves came from cultures in Africa that used drumming as a means of communication and personal expression, but American slaves weren't allowed to play drums, so they used their bodies as instruments instead. Over time, the hand clapping, foot stomping, body thumping, and thigh slapping evolved into a dance called Patting Juba. William Henry Lane combined Patting Juba with the jig and reel dances that he learned from his Irish neighbors. He combined them with some other ethnic dance steps, the shuffle, the slide, buck dancing, pigeon wing, and clog into what became known as tap dancing. As his reputation grew, the promoters started to advertise him as Master Juba, the dancinest fella ever was. Everyone else seemed to agree. He was proclaimed the greatest dancer of all time by American and European writers alike. At the time, an Irishman named Jack Diamond was considered the best white dancer in the U.S. He and Juba teamed up, staging dance competitions across the country. Eventually, in 1845, Juba became the first black performer to get top billing over a white performer in a minstrel show. Juba went on to perform, as they say, before the crowned heads of Europe. The Illustrated London News asked,
"How could he tie his legs into such knots and fling them about so recklessly, or make his feet twinkle until you lose sight of them altogether?"
Juba liked what he saw in Europe and eventually settled in London, where he performed with an English dance company and opened his own dance studio. He met an untimely death in 1852 at the tender age of 27, but no one seems to know how he died. Maybe he just danced his heart out.